Yeah, we got a recycling thing down the pipe.
And four was taken out, right?
Yeah.
Grandfather children's beer fees. Oh, that would you put in there?
We'll call these unborn amendments.
Unborn.
Okay. I'm sorry, gentlemen, I couldn't resist. Okay, sir.
Mr. Chairman, just on amendment number three.
Mr. Donovan.
Other committee. Amendment number three is both a combination savings clause and long arm clause. It does the savings function also. I would suggest that if it's the committee's will to specify some suggested alternative periods of time also, that they not remove the phrase that there be some sort of savings clause finally. In other words.
Sorry, I don't know what you mean by savings clause.
Well, to say if.
Severability?
No, this is a combination. It's a combination. All right. There's a severability clause, Mr. Chairman, is when a statute has a clause that says if one portion of the statute is struck down, the rest of the statute remains. We have that in the front of the statutes that applies to all the existing law. A savings clause says if it's so integral to the operation of the statute that the rest of the statute couldn't function without that, savings clause gives you alternatives to that statute. That's the way I describe a savings clause. So what I would suggest is if it's the will of the committee to set some specific times, that we set alternative times, and they could be that if 24 months is not good, then 18 months shall be the rule. If 18 months is not good, then 12 months shall be the rule. And if 12 months is not the rule, then the rule should be the longest permitted by law. Because, Mr. Chairman, that will address the situation we have right now. Without that savings clause, the longest permitted by law, if we were sued today and our 6-month residency was struck down, we would be faced with all the difficulties that the commissioner testified about. We'd be faced with this bill, and there's no guarantee we wouldn't be sued today on 6 months while we're in limbo waiting for that to be adjudicated. So I would suggest that we maintain that language and add some alternative time frames in there also, that way addressing both those potential problems.
Okay. What is happening here is we're about 2 minutes to adjournment. You've all heard the testimony and probably formed some opinions. We've got amendment number one, which is simply intended to grandfather in existing applicants. Without any implication here that you have approved this amendment, may I include it in a draft committee substitute to try to summarize out the issues that need to be debated on amendment number one? Right. Amendment number two, I think you'll find that it's just a cleanup of the findings. And basically, these are the findings that the sponsor wants to have considered. And I wonder if I could also get your permission to rewrite the bill to put in these findings, Mr. Martin.
I don't mind the findings as they are with the cleanup. It's just I still think we need a clarified physical residency rather than just residency, because we've had so much problem over the years. To intent and good intent. Now, I think Mr. Chairman, if this sponsor may state that, I think he means what I was hoping he means, that a person's here physically in this state for 2 years.
Sir, Mr. Donald?
I'd look to Mr. Lawrence for some advice on that.
Well, could you join us at the table, sir? And state your name for the record and that sort of thing.
The reason is, Mr. Chairman, I don't know what kind of ramifications. That'd be different than the way we're doing the existing program. Our goal here was to just continue the existing program with that one change, and I would be real concerned with the ramifications of it. I'd like to hear from
you. If you could briefly speak to that and state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ron Lawrence, Deputy Attorney General in the Department of Law. Of course, whenever you get into requiring absolute physical residence, I don't know, you're talking about never leaving the state on vacation, if you're talking about not leaving the state for more than a month, I mean, those kinds of things would need to be built into the statute. I think they are to some extent right now. Well, domicile is a different question than physical presence. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Yeah.
Physical presence is one way to indicate domicile, but it's not the only test.
Well, then, if Mr. Martin, would this be suitable to you? Because I think what you're talking about is some word exchanges within these findings.
Yeah.
Could we get a CS drafted for consideration with these findings in them, and then you'll have considerable time, I suspect, to consider your amendments and notice that the bill will be coming.
Oh, I'll go along with him, whatever he says.
Okay.
We're along the same line, we just wanted to clean up.
I guess what I'm...
solidify what we're saying, I guess.
What I'm hoping to do is kind of limit the number of pieces of paper before you the next time we meet, just to make it a little simpler to do our cleanup work. Then, without objection, I'll include number two. Number three is going to take a bit more work, and I guess what I'd like to do on this, if you permit me, would be to let Representative Donnelly develop the language which he feels accommodates best the Department of Revenue and the Attorney General's Office, and to work with those two agencies as soon as you bring us revised language that, regardless of whether they support it or not, they feel is, you know, responsible in terms of the administration of the program, language which will provide for continued payments to qualified applicants and an application period for new applicants, and then if you want to put in your language about if not this, that, and so on, why don't we get that incorporated into a CS as well, but we'll wait for you to bring it to us, and then when Max is ready to bring the bill back up, we can, I think we've probably done about 80% of the work, if not 90%, and we can start from scratch with that new CS and doctor it up as the members see fit. Is that satisfactory to you all, Tim? Okay, then I'd like to instruct the committee staff to wait for Representative Donnelly's revised amendment number three, upon receipt of that, to have a CS drawn up and circulated to the members for their review, and the bill will be held. And I thank you all for your time and your interest in the legislation. The meeting's adjourned at 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, Dave, the faster
we can
get
do it real quick
to me, no problem. Then, you know, we're all set.